This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Horrified. It's gut-wrenching. It's so sad. As a Catholic, I'm ashamed. I'm so sorry. And to the victims, my heartfelt sorrow and my prayers and, you know, just I hope they can get over this.
Yeah, it is brutal what has happened. Pittsburgh Catholics are reacting all over the place to this report detailing sexual abuse by the clergy, and you won't believe the numbers. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We start here with this. The numbers are crazy. A 900-page report. It took 2 years to compile, detailing how church officials protected accused priests, frankly, and the Catholic Church over the victims, the kids, using what the grand jury called a playbook for concealing the truth. Did you hear what I just said? A playbook for concealing the truth. That is just despicable. So anyway, accused priests were sent to church-run psychiatric centers. They were subjected to mediocre investigations by other clergy members. If a priest was removed from his position, parishioners weren't told why, and the priests were often transferred to new parishes, so they're unaware of the accusations. What do you think's going to happen? They made it worse, so they're complicit in this. Oh, it's just absolutely awful. And they're wondering why people are fleeing. And so many are scrambling, trying to say, well, you know, this was then and things have changed. And, of course, not making excuses, but more than 300 Catholic predatory priests is what the grand jury report saying, that's what they're calling them, that was released earlier this week, abusing more than 1,000 children over the past 70 years in six Pennsylvania dioceses. And, of course, this finding contributes to the international scandal over sexual abuse in the church, with lots of incidents reported in the United States, Ireland, Australia, Chile, among others. So there is a very dark and long shadow that I don't think the church can escape because of these latest revelations. All right, speaking of revelations, as we move in another direction, what's happening in D.C., it's about security clearances. Lots of conversations over the tug of war with this. The president says there is nothing to debate here. Brennan, for example, boom, he's gone. He loses. He's out already. He loses his security clearance. Is he balking, and will something happen as a result of it? Well, the answer is, of course, he is balking. And, of course, there is conversation over what is allowed to be done, what can be done under executive order. And if you read it, it does look as though, yes, this is what you can do. It's just never, it really never has been done. And that this is what this whole tug of war, I guess, is, not a guess, but this is what it's over. It's over what is considered to be egregious, and how do you revoke these clearances? And I guess this starts with the former CIA director, John Brennan, who said that he's willing to take President Trump to court to prevent other current and former officials from having their security clearances yanked. Over 4 million have some sort of security clearances, so there is a little bit of a battle over whether the president is misusing the power of his office to retaliate against his opponents. On Friday, more than a dozen former top CIA brass and a former director of National Intelligence penned a statement denouncing the actions against Brennan as an attempt to stifle free speech. Trump told the Wall Street Journal last week he revoked the clearance because of Brennan's role in the sham Russian investigation being led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. That explanation appeared, some say, to contradict what he had said earlier. So that security, the scrutiny of security clearances, could certainly extend in a couple of different directions. So did the proper procedures happen in making the move of revoking the clearance? Brennan might be able to get a lawyer, but there would be a written explanation for the reason for the loss of his clearance, and that's what would be looked at. So doubtful any federal court would touch it. It would have to be some court of some kind of civil litigation, maybe, because it's all about executive order and whether or not you can do that, and that's due process and all of that, because the president does have that power, but is the power limited by the Constitution or not? That's the so-called question, and of course, there are others that could have that security clearance yanked. You know, who would be on that list? Probably the former CIA director, Michael Hayden, whose security clearance, the White House has warned, is also in danger of revocation. So maybe he's in that same situation. Interesting. I think the war that you would wage there would take, it's going to take years to sort that out. But with the executive order and written explanations might be pretty tough and probably doesn't really go anywhere. But maybe not. What is the interpretation? What things were done? Of course, the criticism afterwards, but that's not what's being contended. It's being contended he's no longer there, and with what he's saying, can you revoke it? That's what it's about. Can you revoke it? Well, the answer of can is you can, but will it be challenged, I suppose, is the big thing. Will it be challenged or not? Meanwhile, you have a story that's pretty interesting about more interference, perhaps, in the midterm elections. Haven't we already gone down this road? So you have National Security Advisor John Bolton, who briefed the media a couple of weeks ago, talking about election interference. And he said he's concerned that not only Russia, but China, Iran, and North Korea would try to interfere in the midterms. And he said, I can definitely say that it's a sufficient national security concern about the Chinese meddling, Iranian meddling, and North Korean meddling. So we're trying to take steps to prevent it, because we want peace in cyberspace. So what are the structures of deterrence so that adversaries who have conducted cyber ops against us or who complain, contemplating it, will have to pay a much higher price? Boy, this is really the future for everyone, including everyone listening to this show. What kind of security systems do you have set up? Key. Stay with us on the flip side. Odds and ends here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Everything I dumped in the hopper. Does that make sense? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend and have a great week lined up. Here's something kind of cool. You got kids, you got grandkids. You want to take yourself to one of these places. Museums across the country offering free admission on Saturday, September 22nd for the annual Museum Day, right? So you get online tickets. Thousands of museums participate in this. I mean, all over the country. So it's a great chance that yours could be one of those doing it, or someplace where you are, they could be doing it, right? So, for example, let me give you an example. In California, there's the Antique Gas and Steam Museum. I've actually been there a long time ago. In Rhode Island, there's the Beaver Tail Lighthouse Museum. Kind of cool. In Indiana, Life on the Ohio River History Museum. So all of those are thousands are participating. All you have to do is get the, you know, download the tickets and or go to the museum, see if they will give out the tickets. And the ticket is general admission for a ticket holder plus one guest. How about that? That's, why not encourage people? Go for free. Sometimes the museums, some museums are free. Some museums cost a chunk to get in. It just depends, I think, on, you know, which one which museum it is that we're talking about. But that's a great odds. I think it's great odds and ends. All right, so how about this? You know, we measure, somebody told me recently, easy to say when you're making money, but somebody told me recently not to worry about the money follows the passion. Yes, we've heard that before, some of us have heard that, and that money is just a way to keep score. Well, keeping score in Hollywood, Emma Stone was named by Forbes as the world's highest paid actress, $26 million, thanks last time around to La La Land, she was in that. She didn't get anywhere in the top 10 this time around. ScarJo, Scarlett Johansson, who plays Black Widow in the Avengers movies, earned $40.5 million over the past 12 months. So she's knocked out of that top spot by a superhero. Wow. All right, what else is buzzing around in odds and ends? The one of the stories that I came across, cryptocurrency, you know, we talked about that, and we have talked about that a lot on this show. Bitcoin, is it fake? Is it good? Is it worth investing? I know somebody that invested in it when it was a blip, and they made a fortune, and they didn't have a fortune, so they invested what they could. In fact, coming up at the tail end of this hour, I wanted you to hear my interview along with Greg Stebbin, my pal, my interview with Steve Forbes. If you haven't heard it, we talk about my new book that's coming out. In fact, you can get a copy of it on katedelaneyspeaker.com. katedelaneyspeaker.com. I throw in my tip book as well and autograph all that. And we're running out, so if you want to get it, go there, Kate Delaney Speaker. You click on it, boom, pre-order it. It's called Deal Your Own Destiny. Forbes published it. Very excited about it. And one of the things we talk about, besides my book, is cryptocurrency and that fact that the exchanges are making money hand over fist this year. You know, Forbes not a fan of the cryptocurrency because what's backing it up. But Bitcoin, where crypto trading revenue, they say, could more than double as much as $4 billion in 2018, Bitcoin has been stuck kind of in the middle of the doldrums. Up, they're saying crypto exchanges will rake in twice as much money as last year through, even though Bitcoin is down 51%. But what are the totals, right? Exchanges experience outages and hacks. Bitcoin soared to 20,000 at the end of 2017. And so it brought in 2017. There are exchanges that brought in some serious dough from this, but again, it's a timing issue as to, you know, how, when you're in, how quick, it's like the market, right? But maybe a little riskier. I think it's going to stay. I don't think it's going away. I think it stays. But how much money can you make in it? How investing, all of that, that's all up for grabs. That's what it is. So there you go. So we thought less time in the car, didn't we? When we got the mobile phones and everything else. But apparently, I was reading a story about cars are the new hotspot for companies to sell you stuff. So we're taking Lyft, we're taking Uber, and autonomous cars drive us around, but the space, they say the purpose of the car is going to transform, that the space once centered on getting us from A to B is already becoming another portal to sell you things. So vendy products like gum or earbuds into cars tied to ride-hailing services. Uber has partnered with Cargo as a side hustle for drivers so people can grab things there. And, well, think about, too, people getting in the car and being starving or whatever. How easy would that be? So you get protein bars, Red Bull, and that kind of thing. So the Vendy deal. They're talking about social media, commerce, all kinds of stuff. I don't think that's a shock. I think that's smart because they realize that there's money to be made there, And that's how you do it. You sell them what they want, right? Yeah. That's what you do. And that's what they're doing there. That's what I think anyway. All right, so bopping around to a couple of other things when it comes to a funny thing about punctuation. You get emails, and I sometimes wonder how many people check their emails for crazy, horrific mistakes, even though you know it's a correctable, and I don't hold anyone, unless it would be something so brutal I couldn't even look at it. But I was reading a story in the Wall Street Journal about the exclamation point and what it's doing to email and texting. Exclamation points in emails and texts. They're talking about the fact that what's happening when people get notes or text with the exclamation point, that it seems more demanding when you do that. They're stressing people out. There's a rampant use of the punctuation mark, and it's inflated its significance where you would never have that before. where people are writing things where it's okay, it's fine, don't worry, and then exclamation point. But then some people say when they don't have an exclamation point, it sends them in the other direction because they're used to it. What do you do right? How do you know what to do? Punctuate with the exclamation point or not? I don't know. To me, an exclamation point in an email, of course, it means emphasis, right? But could it also mean excitement? I mean, emphasis on the excitement of what's happening. And I think, I don't know, and not if you miss, if you overuse it, of course, but if it's a once in a while thing, I don't know that it's a bad deal getting an exclamation point. Why are people stressing over that? You know, there was a Seinfeld episode where Elaine argued with a boyfriend when he failed to use an exclamation point in a note. I guess we haven't gotten any further along since Seinfeld on whether or not to use that kind of punctuation. I think email is tricky because it can be misinterpreted more than an exclamation point. I think it goes deeper than that. Sometimes people are cryptic. They don't write a lot. They're just trying to get to the point. Other people write ridiculously long, crazy emails that you can barely get through. I don't know. I think you get to the point. That's what I think. You get to the point, you're professional, and then you're out. Stay with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump and his attorney Rudy Giuliani expressed confidence that White House counsel Don McGahn did not say anything harmful to the president over months of interviews with the Russia special counsel. But the New York Times is reporting that the Trump legal team doesn't know how much McGahn told investigators. Among the president's Sunday morning tweets, he attacked the Times for publishing a story about the White House legal counsel and his apparent cooperation with the Russia investigation. He compared Don McGahn to Watergate figure John Dean, who helped bring down the Nixon presidency with his Watergate testimony of criminal wrongdoing. The president insists McGahn is not what he calls a John Dean-type rat. In response, John Dean tweeted, "Trump is bungling and botching his handling of Russiagate." You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Very pleased to welcome to the show Jill Schiffelbein, author of this incredible new book, Dynamic Communication, 27 Strategies to Grow, Lead, and Manage Your Business. And who doesn't need that? Jill, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So I guess the first question is, let's talk about good communication skills. Jill, do you know the big secret? There aren't any.
I don't know that it's such a secret anymore. You know, in our world today, the way that we access information has just fundamentally shifted so much. And even in our attention spans and the way we learn, it's all gotten shorter and it's all gotten more micro and bite-sized. And to me, so many businesses, I mean, it's one of the top skills always requested from new hires is good communication skills. But I wrote this book to address that good communication skills aren't enough. It's not about being able to write a grammatically correct sentence or say a speech without using or but even though those are important things, good communication doesn't equal results. And in our economy today, every single business I know is not looking to stay status quo. They're looking to change and push those results.
Yeah, so that's a great place to start, to change and push the results. So of all the different strategies, and I know this is a tough question to boil down because that's why you put it into 27 strategies, I imagine. What was the one that really bowled you over where you said, wow, this is it? This is it in a nutshell.
My favorite strategy, Kate, by far, not because it's completely what I feel revolutionary, but it's presented in a different way for people to really make it palatable, is that we now live in an information economy, or as some call it, an information democracy. And because of that, you're a business owner, whether you're an entrepreneur, you own your own thing, you're a solopreneur, or you're the manager of a massive corporation, the face of sales has fundamentally fundamentally changed, and it's no longer sufficient to have salespeople who follow the old models know how to go out there and give information, give features, give specs, maybe drop a benefit or two. That's not going to entice a customer, because 87% of them have done a significant amount of research on you and or your product or service before even having a first dialogue. So the way we approach sales needs to fundamentally shift, and there's a whole section on the book with different strategies for that.
Ooh, so that's definitely useful. I know that a lot of ears have perked up, I'm sure, listening to this, listening to America Tonight, because so many people are in sales. In fact, really, Jill, all of us are in sales in some way.
We are. Whether you are employed by someone or maybe looking for a new job, the way you're presenting yourself online fundamentally shifts how employers are looking for you. Again, good communication, having this perfect resume and a well-written cover letter, well, those fundamentals are still important. It is not enough, because people are searching your digital footprint. People are searching your social media profiles. People are searching for any other documented history that lends credibility to what you submit on that resume. So even as a job seeker, the world has fundamentally shifted.
Yeah, I love the names of your chapters. So clever. One of them, Oh the Humanity, where you talk about public communication strategies that help you connect. Oh, so vital. So give us a strategy that helps us connect.
You know, when it comes to public communications, so many companies, again, are so stuck in the old PR mindset where you stick to company lines and you're quoting your mission, vision, values, and those things are important, and the bigger picture why is still very crucial. But now when organizations face a crisis, for example, it's not like back in the 80s, you know, in Tylenol, where information was semi-siloed until the media, the mass media, could drip stuff out about it and they had time to make a correction. Now when a crisis hits, like Southwest Airlines, for example, last July when they had a major technical outage that impacted 250,000 customers, people within seconds of being impacted about it were sharing information via social media. And so the way companies have to be public and respond has to shift. It's not just about giving facts that you can lead with those, but it's making a genuine human connection with your consumer or potential consumer that keeps them in that communication game with you, that helps them co-create that story instead of just a singular narrative that a company pushes out.
Yeah. What was really cool is that you talked to a lot of interesting people in the book. How did you decide who you were going to talk to?
You know, I think in our environment today, and this is one of the things when it comes to, like I said, the information economy, information democracy that we have, people do not exist in a vacuum anymore, and the most successful businesses and entrepreneurs have stopped looking at people as competition and started looking at them as collaborators. Mm-hmm. And for this book, I wanted to bring on 27 other rock stars who had insights that were, even in many cases, different than mine, because that's what adds real value now, seeing that as a collaboration. And Kate, as you know, we chatted, and I wanted to put you in the media chat, because you have a ton of experience in radio and in media, much more than I do. So I think it's silly of me to say, oh, well, you're going to shine in this book, I shouldn't put you in. Instead, I say, you're a collaborator. You're part of this community. And then your community comes on board. My community gets introduced to yours. And we find like-minded people who are able to help each other out.
Yeah, I love that. I love the idea, too, just the different voices. It's just tremendous, I think. What a clever thing for you to do, to pull in, as you said, people who look at things a little bit differently, and they may see something differently than you do. And the same thing for this book going out into the world, which I think makes it so invaluable. One of the other chapters I thought that was terrific was just boiling it down right in the beginning to the bare basics. And you talk about the things you need to understand about communication. What do we need to understand about communication?
You know, I am a teacher at heart, right? I taught at a university for 11 years, so some of that still comes out that I'm big on. Get the foundations down before you can understand the rest. The book was written that any problem you're facing, you open up a chapter, and you can read that one chapter. You don't have to read it cover to cover to get actionable insights. But when it comes to the basics, one of the mistakes people are making, and again, this is how sales and businesses changed in this economy we now face, is that with people doing their research before someone even has a dialogue with you. So, you know, Kate, we know each other in different areas mm-hmm. of life and coming into the show and talking about this. But for a lot of your guests, for example, who have never had a conversation with you in person, there is still a massive communication history that exists. And that's between your guest and other radio show hosts they've experienced, other interviews they've experienced, other media industry experiences they have, other experiences listening to your show or other similar shows, people who interact with you, your producers, your salespeople. All of those interactions are coloring and adding flavor to the history that exists before you even open your mouth with them. And everyone needs to understand that that history does have a perceived reality, and understanding that is valuable.
Absolutely. You nailed it. It is very valuable. You listening, everybody out there in America tonight lands, it is incredibly valuable. People have no idea, I think, when there's somebody out front, what's behind, and the massive amount of work. And you bring up another thing, branding / communication. I think part of that goes hand in hand. Now everybody seems to have personal brands. Have you noticed that?
It's such a shift, and I think I've said this shift in the new economy about 5 times already, but it's true. And that's when you think of books that are out there that address a lot of business problems that were written, foundational books, that advice, the groundwork is still solid, but it just needs an update into what we face today, because a lot of people who started a business 20 years ago would not be able to start that same business and succeed in the same way in the economy that we have now. And it's a fundamental shift. And when people are thinking of the personal brands they create for themselves, it's not just the digital footprint and all of those communication histories that go into it, but it's really about what value are you providing the outside world. So let's say you work within a company, you can still have your own personal brand, but what value are you providing the outside world in your social media posts, in your blogs, in communication that you put out to the world, videos? Most people now are video producers in some way, shape, or form, whether it's Facebook Live or YouTube or something simple that they send to family and friends. We are producers of mass quantities of information, and that all goes into your brand.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought another good chapter and a good way to wrap this up is speak out, speak up, giving presentations that inspire action. So important, right?
It is, and I think this is one of the sections with, I think, 4 chapters behind it, and it's all about not only understanding that a good presentation doesn't check boxes off, and I think so many people, I imagine most people listening, have had an intimidation or nervous factor behind a public speech before. I mean, I do this for a living, and every time I get on stage, I get butterflies because I want to knock it out of the park. But when we do that, oftentimes when we get those nerves, it's because we're comparing ourselves to some perceived reality of what a public speaker needs to be. And we shy away from putting our authentic selves out there. And even though I think that word authentic may be a little overused in our world today, it's true, because people don't want this completely scripted, memorized, robotic speech. People want a speech, one of the words you said earlier, Kate, that helps you connect to other people. So it's more about making that emotional connection before you put out those logical pieces of information or rational pieces. And it's a combination of those. Even the most hardwired logicians that I know can still connect to a good story and still feel something. So it's about communicating in a way that, again, it's not this perfectly structured speech. It's about how you have an experience for your audience.
All right, so you're crazy if you don't get this book, Dynamic Communication, 27 Strategies to Grow, Lead, and Manage Your Business. Amazon, obviously, is one place that people will be able to go and pick it up, Barnes and Noble as well. And if they want more information, Jill, they can go to dynamiccommunicationbook.com, correct?
That's correct.
Awesome. Good luck with the book, and I hope everybody picks it up. As Jill said, I'm in one of the chapters, and I was really honored to be in it, and it's just a terrific, terrific read, no question about it. Thanks, Jill.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate.
Yeah. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
To Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
So thrilled to welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime, Steve Forbes. Does he need an introduction? No. Are you kidding? I have to tell him this right at the start. One of the first magazines, Steve, that I got when I was a kid, you talked about what your father did to teach you about business. Well, what my grandfather did was he handed me a Forbes magazine when I think I was about 8 years old. So thrilled to have you on with us.
Well, good to be with you, and glad you had such a wise grandfather. And obviously, reading Forbes, you look like a very bright person.
Thank you, sir.
I will vouch for her as well.
Yes, thank you very much. So I heard you speak today, and we were talking about what's on everybody's mind, of course, the tax bill. And you talked about how arduous it was, so many pages, et cetera, et cetera. But you also talked about that this is a good first step. And I'm kind of taking a shortcut here and paraphrasing what you said. But explain that to the listeners.
Well, it looked like the proverbial making of the sausage, not a very edifying sight, but the bill overall does more good than harm. Finally gets our tax rates on businesses back to where the rest of the world is, which will make us very competitive again, get more investment, which is how you get a higher standard of living. On the personal side, they could have done it better. I think they will in a couple of years. I see this as a down payment, not the be-all, end-all on tax bills. So see it as the first step. step of many to come.
And always you've been a big advocate for a flat tax, and I have to say I've read so much and listened to you speak about it, and you've certainly converted me. Do you think we will ever see a flat tax?
I think in several years the answer is yes, as it becomes clear that this current tax code just gets more and more complex, more and more corrupt, more and more of a burden on people. And people will see when you reduce the burden, not only of the tax rates themselves, but also the compliance costs, they'll say, we should have done this a long time ago.
Are there things we should be doing as citizens and as business owners beyond just calling our Congress people to help move it towards a flat tax? Do you think that there's action
The
we
key
can
thing
take?
Is with your social networks is to get them to also get in contact with their representatives, ask questions, make it very clear this is an issue that is bubbling among the people, and eventually our leaders, so-called, will get the message.
Right now, what would you say, and you talked about this a little bit, weaved it in and out of what you spoke about at the summit, but talking about the state of Republicans and, of course, coming up the midterms, et cetera, is it going to be abysmal for Republicans, or what do you think?
Well, the economy will help in most of the country. I think taking away state and local deductions the way they did it will hurt Republicans. And there are some left in blue states like in New York, New Jersey, and California. So they did themselves unnecessary harm by the way they did this. But the key thing, too, is that people are so focused on Trump's style rather than the substance. And so they got to get back to the substance, and then I think they've got a good shot.
Kate and I are here at the Authority Summit in Charleston, South Carolina. We're with Steve Forbes. This is Forbes Books at Bedtime. It's such a great thrill to have you with us, Mr. Forbes. I am wondering if you think we could have reached this point of tax reform sooner had there been a Republican in office in the last 4 or the last 8 years?
The answer is yes, but we can't ignore the fact that we've had Republican presidents who have not pushed major changes in the tax code. So I blame Democrats, but also Republicans for being too timid. So there's no place for cowardly lions. We need roaring lions, and I think we're finally getting a bit of that back.
I'd be remiss not to ask you this because, Steve, I get asked this all the time. What do I think of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies? What do you think of cryptocurrencies?
The way cryptocurrencies work today is that they're not money. When you have something that fluctuates in value, it can't be money. If you got paid in Bitcoin as a worker, that would be great, but your employer would go out of business. If you had a house with a mortgage of $350,000 in Bitcoin 4 or 5 years ago, you'd owe the bank today $49 million. So it's not going to work. The promise of these cryptocurrencies, until they make it stable, they won't be money, but they are developing the technology that will radically simplify the whole payment system and it'd be a great boon for the consumer. So it's the tech side rather than the money side.
We are here at the Authority Summit. It's authority-summit.com. We're with Steve Forbes. This is Forbes Books and Forbes Books Radio. This is Forbes Books at Bedtime. I want to ask you about this notion of authority because many people are thinking, oh, what a bold new idea, and yet I tend to think that the idea of authority to a Forbes has been around for about 100 years.
Well, authority comes from people believing you're offering something that is good for them or you know what you're talking about. So that's why we're working on the book side. It's a way of establishing your authority, that you have a expertise in a certain area and are worth paying attention to.
On that note, I want to say it's been a pleasure doing a Forbes book. My book, Deal With Your Own Destiny, Steve, comes out in March, so thank you so much for that. The connection just to your name has been tremendous, and bringing it back to when I was a kid, again, what a thrill.
Well, thank you, Kate, and I look forward to the introduction formally in March of your great new book. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Steve.
Wow, just terrific to get a chance to catch up with Steve Forbes. You think about his background, back in the 80s, President Ronald Reagan appointed him as the head of the Board of International Broadcasting. And he also, in his storied history, helped Christine Todd Whitman's plan for a 30% cut in New Jersey's income tax over 3 years. And it was really her major boost in her win over the incumbent governor, James Florio. And then, of course, he entered into the Republican primaries for the president of the United States back in 1996 and 2000. And primarily, it's what I talked to him about there, running a campaign to establish a flat tax. He also, at the time, if you remember, because so much was being discussed then about this, and of course still is, he also supported the idea of reintroducing the 4.5% mortgages and term limits as well in 96. It's interesting, when he ran for prez those two times, he sold a little bit of Forbes Inc. voting shares to other family members to help finance that run, because you know how much it costs. We've talked about it's crazy how much it costs to run for president, even now, so much more than then. And you know what? He had some popular ideas. I really remember liking some of what he had to say when he was running, but he didn't come too close to the Republican nomination, although he did win the Arizona and Delaware primaries in the 90s, if you remember that. And he supported, besides flat tax, free trade, health savings accounts. That's another thing that he talked about a lot. And also allowing people, we talk about Social Security payroll taxes, allowing people to opt out 75% of Social Security payroll taxes into personal retirement accounts. There was conversation about what's going to happen, and there still is that conversation. But to me, the flat tax. I love the whole flat tax plan, and I said it there. He really convinced me about that, because I remember him talking about a flat tax of 17% on all personal and corporate earned income. So unearned income, like pensions, inheritances, savings, etc., would be exempt. But he supported keeping the first 33,000 of income exempt from that too. So pretty interesting. I don't know. I thought he was really on to something. And I think there are a lot of people that embrace the idea of a flat tax. And I don't know if we'll see it in my lifetime. I mean, who knows how the span of my life. But I do think that that's going to come back around again. I really do, because of the frustrations of the struggle over what's happening with taxes, even still, and taking the ball and moving it a step forward, I believe that eventually what happens, the benefits of the flat tax, I think, outweigh some of what people are still trying desperately to cling to. So, again, just amazing to have a chance to spend some time with Steve Forbes and listen to him and listen to his funny, he's a very witty guy, listen to some of his stories about his father Malcolm and what he did to really teach them about business when they were kids and what that was like, and just his sort of zest, I think, or excitement over business and where business is headed. And certainly you can see that when you see him on television, which every week he's on TV, he's always talking to Neil Cavuto. And I got that real sense that he loves doing that, and he loves the flat tax. And I agree. Again, what a thrill. Steve Forbes.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.